وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat and apa afiyat. Allah bless you with good health and Allah ta'ala take great work of deen from you. And I'm sure, Mufti Sahib, you're enjoying your stay in Durban. The beautiful beach, the sunshine and the breeze, absolutely fantastic for our health. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us shifa'i kamila. Allah ta'ala grant us afiyat. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. آمين آمين to all your du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Dawood Mota and Mr. Mkizi in the Ansar studio. Then thank you very much. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 37 and verses number 178 to verse number 182, the last five verses of Surah Sawfat of this chapter. And today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we complete and conclude the surah and chapter. And Monday, inshallah al-Aziz, we will start with Surah Tuswad. In our previous lesson, we mentioned to you, فَإِذَا نَزَلَ بِسَاحَتِهِمْ فَسَاءَ صَبَاحُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. And when the Muslim army descends on their courtyards, on their periphery, on their outskirts of the enemy, فَسَاءَ صَبَاحُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ, then the morning for those who have been warned has become a terrible morning, a horrible morning. So we go to the month of Muharram, the year 7th year after the Hijrah, and it is the place called Khaybar, about 150 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anh accompanied him, the Master alayhi salatu salam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh plays a prominent role and earns the title with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah as Fatih-e Khaybar. So when the Master alayhi salatu salam came there and the Jutlas, the Jews, saw that, the Master alayhi salam said, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Kharib al-Khaybar, Khaybar is going to perish. It will be a failure. فَإِذَا نَزَلْنَا بِسَاحَةِ قَوْمٍ فَسَاءَ صَبَاحُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made reference to this very verse, that now we place our trust solely on Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and we will attack these Jutlas for their treachery. Lo and behold, 94 Jutlas in that battle alone in the 7th year of the Hijrah. And in the month of Muharram, was dispatched straight to hell, 16 Sahaba and companions and students of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam were martyred in that battle. So, O Muslim, when you go for Umrah, you are in Makkah Mukarramah, who visit Ta'if, and when you come back, then go to Sail. Sail is the Miqat. And from there you fasten your Ihram and perform a wonderful, beautiful Umrah. When you are in Medina Munawwara, then go to Khaybar, 1.25 hours. And Nashta, Rasta, after Fajr, have your breakfast, and then go And before the whole time, comfortably, you will be back. Wonderful trip it will be. And how it inspires our children and Mujahideen up to this day in the land of Palestine. Palestine al-Muhtalla and occupied Palestine. Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud. Inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa ya'ud. O Jutlas, O Jews, remember Khaybar, remember Khaybar. We are the army of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have come again to punish you and torment you. So that was yesterday's lesson and a recap and a summary of that. Today's lesson, chapter number 37 and verse number 178. وَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى حِينَ. You, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you turn away from them for a little while. Ignore them for a little while, and then you will see what will happen. How Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will change the course of events. The unfavorable conditions will become favorable for Absir. And keep on watching for Soul for Yubusirun. And soon they will also see. Just see if you go back 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, the whole Western world, international community, as they say, was standing with Israel. And in the past 11 months, 11 and a half months now, we see that the world, the PR, the public relations has changed. And 90-80% of the world is standing with Palestine. Viva Palestine, free, free Palestina, from the river to the sea. Because they see what the so-called moral army is doing, how immoral they are. And how they are murdering and martyring our babies, our children, our men, our women. How they are killing the United Nations workers. How they are murdering the Americans and people of different countries. And how they don't want to allow the international press to enter there. So they get in disgrace and more humiliated. For so for Yubsirun, soon in the distant future, they will see everything. Now all Allah comes to the last three verses of chapter 37, and whenever we make dua, we're begging all Allah Jalla Wala tahajjud time, after our Fard Salat or any other time, then it is not compulsory, but it is good and mustahab and desirable and meritorious that in the ending of our dua and supplication, we read these three verses. Why? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala said that I heard the Master alayhi salatu salam saying, open Tafsir Qurtubi, Ma'ariful Quran, and various compilations, that when a person concludes and completes his dua with these three last verses, then he will be receiving the optimum reward and the maximum reward of the dua, supplication. So therefore, you will find it, our Salaf as-Salih, our pious predecessors, in their dua, they would complete it with these verses. Subhana. Subhana, in Arabic, the tafsir commentary will read, Huwa munazzahun anil uyubi wal naqais. He transcends every weakness, every defect, every shortcoming. And he, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Huwa munazzahun anil uyubi wal naqais. So that is Almighty Allah, everlasting perfection, glory for Him, more perfect than the word perfect. Rabbika, your sustainer, nourisher, provider. Rabbil Izzah, the possessor of power, of honor, majesty, is only Him, Almighty Allah. So He is so high, so exalted, so sublime. Amma yasifoon, whatever they ascribe to Him. They say Almighty Allah has daughters, the angels, rejected and totally unacceptable. They say He has partners, totally rejected. La sharika lahu, wahdahu la sharika lahu, is one alone and unique. So Amma yasifoon, so He is totally exalted, sublime, and all these fairy tales which they attributing to Almighty Allah does not harm Almighty Allah. In the Arabic language, we have wonderful sayings: Nubahul Kilab, La Yadurru Sahab. The barking of the dogs does not harm the clouds, So where is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where is Almighty Allah jalla wa ala? Much greater, superior than the clouds and the creation put together. So we need to understand. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And peace be upon all the prophets and messengers. From Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, from Adam, peace be upon him, right up to the last and final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah, selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. So Almighty Allah is sending peace upon them. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ. والحمد لله رب العالمين. And all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the entire universe. Rabbil Alameen means Rabb, refers to Almighty Allah. And everything besides Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is Alameen. So imagine the ocean, the forest, the celestial creation, the terrestrial creation. That's what we know, that which we don't know. That is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, is surah to kabul farma dije. Ya Allah, accept the surah, accept the tafsir, for the barakah and wasila and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, whenever we finish some good action, say, Rabbana taqabbal minna. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Oh beloved Allah, accept this broken, humble effort of ours, Ya Rabb. Oh beloved Allah, and it is the barakah of our beloved parents, family members, and our beloved teachers. May Almighty Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, those who have passed on with Iman and Islam, and those who are alive, Allah Jalla Allah grant them Siha, Afia, Izzat, perfection of Iman and Islam. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So let us come now to the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. Today is the 10th of Rabiul Awwal 1446. GG, the Ghazwa genocide, day number 344. The ex-Prime Minister of France is very critical of Israel. And he said that, you know, these French names are difficult, the rule or what have you. So he said that they are guilty of murdering children, men, women, civilians, violating international law, and they must be held responsible for their crimes, crimes of genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes of humanity, and all that. And we endorse your sentiments, sir. So remember, any person who does not have jaundiced eyes will explain to you that Israel is guilty, not from October 7th last year, but guilty for the past 77, 88 years, from 1945, 46, right up to now, unless you're a blind person, two jutlas dispatched to hell, roasted, toasted in hell, you say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. You see, America, I gave you this example before. You have a dog, or you have a swine, or you have a pig, you understood? So now he, that swine, that dog attacks people, but the dog is an owner and a handler. So who will you really blame? Will you blame the dog, the swine, or will you blame the handler, the one who is, you know, telling it, go attack here, attack there? Obviously, so America are guilty on all charges here. And when they kill Americans, they kill United Nations people, they kill the Muslims and people and Christians there in Palestine, they say, no, we told Israel they must do an investigation. It's like telling the crooks and the gangsters, no, you committed this crime, but never mind, we'll give you another chance. You must go and investigate yourself. This is a travesty of justice and a mockery, remember, a smack in the face of people, remember this. Israel faces a looming brain drain. Remember, the greatest thing Hamas has done is they kicked out 1 million jutlas already, have left Israel. The economy is in shambles. Politically, they are fighting the cats and dogs. Militarily, they are now drained. And now the brain drain goes on. The doctors, the intellectuals, and their professionals are leaving in their droves. So the time has come for Israel that there will be no more in 1-2 years, inshallah, O Muslim, O people of conscience. pray to Almighty Allah, our leader, Sheikh Yahya. So as Sinwar has said so. Our leader and founder of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, rahimahullah, said by the year 2027, Israel will be wiped off the map of the earth. We don't believe in that. It is an opinion. But inshallah, wallahi law aqsama ala Allah ila barrahu, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took an oath and said that when some people, they such awliyaullah, they take an oath on Almighty Allah jalla wa la, Allah fulfilled their oath and so forth. So inshallah, by 2027, Israel will be wiped off the earth. You won't find them on the map and on the atlas. So they are the haramis. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Forever. Now both haramis, both morons are meeting. Biden is meeting Starmer there in the White House. Starmer, his government, His Majesty's government, Her Majesty's government. Remember, they handed over the land of Palestine to the people of the Israel, and now they come into how many years? 14th of May, 1948, this rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime was established. So you can work out the match yourself. And then America sustained it, remember that. So both of them war criminals, and they are in charge of this big B and the illegitimate child called Israel. 37 people sentenced to death in Congo, including some Americans and some British, all of them treacherous, and they want to steal more and more of the minerals and so forth and so on. The Pope woke up from his slumber, and he's speaking against abortion and deportation of the migrants, and he says that what the Western countries and them are doing is unacceptable. And he took a swipe at Kamala Harris and Trump and said that you're speaking one way or the other in favor of abortion. So this is unacceptable. We must be pro-life and no abortion. So at least that's one thing that he said. And in the Haaretz newspaper, they carried an article that Trump was defeated convincingly. Hence, he's not prepared for a second debate with Kamala Harris. So don't think that we are supporting anyone. We say both of them are morons and both of them are sell out as far as we are concerned. Gold price soars, and now it is $2,600 per ounce for those of you who want to invest in gold. And that is what we will encourage, you know, your Kruger coin and so forth and so on. We think crime is only in South Africa and Asia and here and there. The UK Minister of Crime, listen to this. The UK Minister of Crime, she's a female. She was attending a conference and her bag got stolen there. Can you believe that? Minister of Crime of UK attending a conference and her bag gets stolen. So that is how things go in our South Africa, in other parts of the world also, not only in South Africa. Yesterday, for me personally, was a very, very happy day. We had programs, mashallah, there in, you know, Amzinto. And then I went there to the madrasa, Da'watul Haq. And then last night, Khatmul Quran in Mir Bank. So I was elated, delighted. But in the inner recesses of my heart, I'm so sad also. In Makkah Mukarrama, you see, the truth of the matter, we have to set the record straight, you see. The truth of the matter is the Muslim Ummah today, 80%, 75% don't even understand what's going on in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, because of the language barrier. They don't understand the khutbah and the sermon and so forth. So in Makkah Mukarrama yesterday was Sheikh Usama Khayyat. He delivered the khutbah. In Madinah Munawwara was Sheikh Ali Huzaifi, right? So he is the oldest imam in Madinah Munawwara. And they were instructed by MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. They were instructed by the Ra'isul Haramain Sharifain Sudais. Sudais is another scholar for dollar. He's a chamcha of MBS, a big spy of his. And he just wants to curry favor with the royal family of Ahle Saud. Allahumma ahlik Ahle Saud, kama ahlakta Adaw wa Thamud. And Allah decimate, destroy them, whole lot in the remember. So he spoke, and I was listening to the khutbah of Huzaifi last night. You know, somebody sent it to me. So in the starting, both of them praised the Master alayhi salatu wasalam and said, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam was, he will always be rahmatul alameen, khatamun nabiyeen, and so forth. All that obviously is Quran, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam is the final messenger, prophet, all. Then in the ending of the khutbah, they started speaking about Mawlidun Nabi. So Mawlidun Nabi, Miladun Nabi is all fine. So the word, the pronunciation, how we say Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddis is all fine. So they said that this is Muhdas, is Munkar, is a Bid'ah, and so forth and so on. So you Sudais, you Huzayfi, you Usama Khayyat, I want to ask you three, four questions. Then now in 8-9 days' time, you on 23rd of September, you'll be having Yawmul Watani, your national day. So is that permissible in Islam? And for y'all is even worse, absolutely haram. Because I've been there several times. We went for Umrah, Hajj, and so forth. And they were celebrating this Yawmul Watani. And you see, they give them the mini flags of Saudi Arabia. And it's written, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. When the function is finished, they just take the flags and they throw it. And they're throwing and they're walking and trampling on the flags, on the Mubarak, honorable name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, on the Mubarak, blessed name of the Master. That is kufr, is blasphemy. And all of you scholars for dollars in the Haramain Sharifain, the Najdis and Wahhabis, you all are the ones who remain silent. And you are to come tell us what we are doing here, all these lectures we are delivering a bid'ah. So you need to get your head properly examined. You all are the scholars for dollars. You all are the people who cannot speak one word that MBS Murtad bin Shaitan is building a cinema in Makkah, 12 cinemas in Medina Munawwara, put up bikini beaches there in Jeddah, and brings the gays and the lesbians and all that for the musical festival, and all the haram money you're spending for the World Cup and the Expo. Speak about these issues and don't come talk nonsense here about this. We reject it with the contempt it deserves. Remember that we will never agree. Those of you who don't understand Arabic, 20 years ago, I was in Makkah, Medina, and they condemned 15 nights of Shaban. And I was translating. I said, we condemn them for what they said. Now, slowly, slowly, I see they're changing. They're quoting the hadith which Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, said is sahih in his silsila ahadith sahiha. So you Salafi scholars for dollars, go open Sheikh Albani silsila ahadith sahiha, al-mujalladu thalith, the third volume, hadith number 1144, and you will find the entire discussion there, academic discussion. So inshallah, Allah will give them hidayat one day. And inshallah, if Allah wants goodness for them, then they will understand that when we speak in the view over, we speak on all facets of the life history of the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming back to South Africa, remember that Dr. Anwar Jeeva was sentenced. And he will have to spend 3 years there at home, and he will be only allowed to go out a few hours for religious shopping business. And remember, strict conditions, and he will have to pay a fine of 60,000, and so forth and so on. So always ask Allah to protect us from disgrace and humiliation. Allahumma adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. Chapter 7, verse number 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ O Almighty Allah, include us in your special mercy, whilst you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Yesterday, Amzinto, mashallah, we delivered the lecture there. Mawlana Usman Kadwa was there, had wonderful lunch there. Biryani, fish biryani, machi, sabse achi. So very nice, Allah reward them all. Went to Da'watul Haq Madrasa, met Qari Ismail, some of my family members are studying there. We met them, beautiful masjid. And I read Asr Salah there with Hafiz Muhammad Basra and our Monli, Da'wat Monli. And from right on top, you can see the ocean also, beautiful masjid. Allah Ta'ala protect all our madrasa, Darulum and the masjids and so forth. And then, mashallah, tonight we will be in Abilaw Road, and that is Musalla Umar bin Khattab. And just now we will be going, Mawlana Ismail Kareem, my nephew, I'm here with my sister's place. Maulana Salim, you asked about Durban. Wonderful, beautiful weather. The aircons are on, even Fajr time and Isha time and so forth. No jersey, nothing here. Excellent weather. So we'll be going to Spring of Rail, and there we will have Fajr Salat at 5:30. So you brothers who are in the nearby area, you can come there. Maulana Asif Ali is the imam there. Oh, you Jutlas Haramis. Yeah, Yahya Sinwar, our leader, said, Netanyahu, I'm going to make you curse the day your mother gave birth to you. Two, three weeks ago, on a Saturday night, after the Sabbath was finished, so you find that it was 500,000 people in Tel Aviv and Beersheba and there in Haifa and different places. Then last week or 2 weeks ago, 750,000. So we're expecting 500,000 or more tonight also, inshallah. The Jutlas will be protesting and demonstrating against their rulers. And they will say, Bibi Netanyahu must be fired. He must resign. There must be elections and so forth. All this, all Maktullah informed us more than 1,400 years ago, and that is chapter number 59, Surah Hashr, in the 28th Surah, verse 14. فَأَسْرُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ شَدِيدٌ The war among themselves is so severe. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا You think they're united. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى But their hearts are totally fragmented. You know why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ They are a people who have no brains and no intelligence. So, inshallah al-Aziz, tonight we will be there in Ambilo Road and Musalla Umar bin Khattab. Tomorrow, Sunday morning, no program. Maasalim Kareem, Appa, Jazakumullahu Khair, and have to rest also. I will be doing Q&A from our Durban studio tomorrow afternoon, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, with Mawana Khalid Yaqub, 2 to 4. And tomorrow night will be our ultimate final program. And it will be the night of the draft of the Rabiul Awwal tomorrow night, inshallah, in Masjid. There in Sunport and Masjid al-Salam, so I think is the name, and that is in Sunport, Phoenix, where Mawlana Huzaifa Noor is. So that will be the last program, inshallah al-Aziz, tomorrow night. Allah Jalla Ula Qabool for night. Allah accept it. Mawlana, we have 15 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, can I give charity to my married son that is struggling?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, you can give lillah to your married son, your married daughter, but not zakat. That you should remember that, to give zakat to your children, grandchildren, to your parents, grandparents, all that are permissible. But you give voluntary charity, and that is lillah, so all that would be permissible and acceptable.
Mufti Sahab, what platform can we use, because I want to become respected and pious? People remember, disrespect me. Inshallah, what should I do?
When people look for izzat and honor by people, then Allah will disgrace you in front of them. Hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, Man samma'a samma'a Allahu bi. People get married to that rich millionaire. They say, I'm a non-entity, I'm a nobody, but I want to become a somebody. So now they get married to the super elite and to the higher strata of society. Then all make Allah humiliate them. So أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا Are they seeking honor and power by the enemies of Allah? Power, izzat, honor, majesty is only, solely with all Allah. You want honor, my brother? Do two things that stamp your foot and your feet on your warm fancies and desires. And please, all Allah, Jalla Wala, and Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, and verse number 62, Wallahu wa Rasuluhu, أَحَقُّ أَن يُرْضُوهُ إِن كَانُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ Our aim in life must be, I want to please all Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. I want to please Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِن كَانُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ If they have true iman. Yeh to iman ka taqaza hai. Chapter 9 and verse number 62. Then see the izzat you will get, the honor you will get, the men, the women, children, all will be there. yesterday, wonderful Khatmul Quran. So I had all my children there around me, like bodyguards, basically, you know. Small tenties, we call them in Afrikaans, small lighties. And they say, we want our jalsa, we want to become hafiz. So that is what we want, to inspire the youth, the men, the women, and the entire Ummah and Muslimah, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, what is the best method of acquiring a clean heart?
All Allah Jalla Wala taught us in chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse number 10. And what is that? Wonderful dua. Such a complete, comprehensive dua. In the 28th Supara, where the first quarter ends, for our belief, for our brothers, sisters who passed away with Iman. So what dua do we make? Chapter 59, verse 10. رَبَّنَا فِرْ لَنَا وَلِيْخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ Oh, beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with Iman. That is for those who passed on with Iman and Islam and faith and conviction. And those who are alive, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ In Urdu, the translation is very beautiful. Ya Allah, hamare dilo ke andar kudurat mat daliyega. So this Urdu is a little bit high. So the meaning is, Ya Allah, do not place in the inner recesses of our heart the malice, the rancor, the hatred of people of Iman, of faith. Rabbana innaka raufur rahim. Oh Allah, you are the one who is very, very compassionate, very, very merciful. And read the dua, you must remember that which Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us in Mishkat Sharif, Mustafa Ahmad. Allah ma'ati nafsi taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha. Ya Allah, put taqwa, true piety, Allah consciousness within myself. Purify my heart, Ya Allah, from the pride, the arrogance, the hatred, and the malice of people. Anta khairu man zakkaha. You are the best one to purify it. When we do that, the people we are jealous of, the people we have hatred for, praise them in their absence, and then see what will happen. Asallahu ayyajala baynakum wa baynum mawadda. Allah Jalla Wala, where there was enmity yesterday, Allah will bring about mahabba, mawadda, love, and so forth. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah, we see a person, there was some quarrel, dispute. We see him, we turn our face away. Do we know what are the ramifications, consequences? Our own brother, sister, we don't speak to them because there was some argument regarding inheritance. There was some argument regarding some business or some talaq in the family. Allah forbid, aliyazu billah. So Mustafa, Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, named after the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verses 22-23. In tawallaytum, when you have power, authority, and tufsidu fil ardi, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, wa tufatti'u arhamakum, and you sever the family ties. Who are you to come and tell me? You see, the pride and arrogance comes out. Ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah. So those are the people Allah curses them and deprives them of His special mercy. فَأَصَلَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارُهُمْ Allah makes them spiritually deaf and spiritually blind. So that is the ramifications, consequences. That is Quran, chapter 47, verses 22-23. And in the Hadith Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَحِلُّ لِمُسْلِمِينَ أَيْ يَهْجُرَ أَخَاهُ فَوْكَ ثَلَاثٌ فَمَنْ هَجَرَ فَوْكَ ثَلَاثٌ مَاتْ دَخَلَ النَّارِ Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, authentic. It's not permissible for a Muslim person to sever ties with another Muslim for more than 3 days. Who severs ties with him for more than 3 days, and then he dies, he goes straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. So clean the hearts, make salam at least. Only assalamu alaykum, and that will save us, inshallah, at least.
Mufti Saab, can I read 4 farz only of Isha if I come home late from work and I'm very tired?
Remember, tiredness is no excuse, brother. You're tired, but you still go to your shop, you go to your job, all these things there. So how come the appointment we have with Almighty Allah that we look for excuses? You have to read the Sunnah al-Mu'akkada, the two rakats. You have to read the Witr. And if you don't do that, then listen to the wa'id, the warning. I'm just leaving the house now, going to the car, and inshallah, Sayyid Mawlana Ismail Kareem will pick me up and take me there to, you know, the Spingo Rail Masjid. So, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ Chapter 24, Surah Nur. Wonderful breeze here outside in Spingo Beach, you know. I can feel the breeze from the ocean, mashallah. So Quran Sharif teaches us, Surah 24, verse number 63, the second last verse. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ That Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. When you go against the teaching of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, such a fitna will afflict you. أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ Or you will be implicated and affected, and a terrible, horrible, painful punishment will afflict that person. Allah Jalla Wala protect us. So, brother, no, it's unacceptable. Yes, you musafir and a traveler, you read two rakat Isha Salah. Then Hanafi say you must read the Witr. So, remember that. And Shafi'is, Maliki's, humbly say, if you don't read the Witr because you are a musafir, so that is a different issue. But you are in your home, you go shop, you go job, you go to work, you say you're tired. Now, I won't read my Witr, I won't read my Sunnah, totally condemned and not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, did you ever go deep sea fishing, Mufti Sahab?
I got two fish in my life, my brother. One fish was my wife, right? Here in Spingo Beach. And that was Amri now with Allah's help, 46 years ago with Allah's help, with Allah's mercy, Allah's fadl. And then one day I was in Heidelberg. This was during my schooling career, you see. So I left my house and so with my grey trouser and white shirt. But I didn't go to school. I top school, as we used to say. I played truants, you know. And if you know Heidelberg, then at the bottom there we have a river. So I used to see my brothers and them used to go fishing. I never had any sharp desire for this. So anyway, I took the fishing rod and I took brown bread. And that fish must be also semi-blind, you know. So I just sat there and I had a radio. I used to love cricket, you know, commentary, Charles Fortune, Transvaal playing the tail. So Charles Fortune used to give wonderful commentary. And I learned some of his tricks when we were on radio. So suddenly I see that the road, that line is going up and down. So I knew that the fish is biting. I pulled out and lo and behold, the fish came out. I said, SubhanAllah. But how to take out the fish, you understood, from the hoop, I don't know. So from the river, I walked straight to the shop, our shop. So I'm showing my brother, father, that no one is asking me, you're not going to school, you're catching fish here. They're all laughing and so forth. John, you know, John used to work for us. So I told him, John, Bamba law, take this thing out of here, catch it and you keep it, I don't want it. Then I realized I forgot my radio there by the river. It was all South Africa, you know. So I ran there and the radio was still playing and Charles Fortune was still speaking, you see. So that is there. Then when I went to Mauritius, my brother Abdul Ali took me deep sea. How deep sea? Right on the bottom of the ocean we were walking. And we went there. You know, if you go Mauritius, you must go there if you got the himmat and courage, you know. So they took us, so the Hindu brothers are in charge there. So I told them, bhai, to go later, I take tablets. So the brother told me, the Hindu brother, you don't worry. Yaha kabristan bohot hai. There are plenty kabristan and graveyards here. So I said to the guy also, instead of giving me encouragement, good, I'm going to keep quiet. So I asked him, you coming down? He said, yes. I said, yeah, you go down and we go down. So we spent 20, 25 minutes there, right at the bottom of the ocean, walking there. Billion, billion, zillion liters of water. And small, tiny fish and big, big fish. He gave me bread and said, you must release it. So I think I released it too fast. And now they start knocking me off. I had my vest on and my ijar on. So, and shilwar we call. So anyway, so this big, big fish and small fish all start knocking you from different directions. So that was the deep sea fishing event, remember. It's not a fishy story, that is a true story.
It's Jazakallah, Mufti Sahab. Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat. Mufti Sahab, I keep reading Surah Falaq in every rakat and repeat the same again in the second rakat because An-Nas is slightly longer. Is this correct?
My brother, we must not apply our own qiyas, our own analogy. If you're going to apply that analogy, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Adat Mubarakah, Adat Sharifa, on a Friday, and you must remember on Eid day, the Master alayhi salatu salam would read after Surah Fatiha, first rakat, Suratul A'la, Sabbih Isma Rabbikal A'la, chapter 87. And then the Master alayhi salam, second rakat, would read Surah Ghashiya after Surah Fatiha, Al-Ataka Hadithul Ghashiya. And then that you will say the second rakat is longer than the first rakat. So our akal, our intelligence does not work when we have Quran Sharif in front of us and Sunnah Mubarakah in front of us. Our iman is on naqal and not on akal. Our iman is on the wahi and revelation and not on our own reasoning, brother. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Salat read, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, when the baby was crying Fajr time in Medina Munawwara. So it shows it's totally permissible to read that. But you don't have to repeat your salat. What you did, you read Qul a'udhu bi falaq in both rakats. Salat is done, but it's makruh and undesirable to do that. No need for sajda is so, but you should not do that in future. Read Surah Fatiha, Surah Falaq, first rakat. Second rakat, read Surah Fatiha and Surah Nas. Yesterday when we had Khatmul Quran, so I told the youngster Hafiz Asrarul Haq, the Patel, and the son of Maulana Abdul Haq Patel, and the Ustad was Maulana Muhammad Patel. It is a Patel Jalsa. So mashallah, I told him, read the last three surahs, and that is how he read it. So perfect, that is how you should do, my brother.
Mufti Sahab, I suffer from severe headaches. What dua can I read?
Whenever we suffer from severe illnesses and disease and all the sickness and what have you, the best dua in the light of the noble Quran, remember, is the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, regarding the prophets and messengers, and verse number 83. And the days in the 17th Subara, 17 Jews, verse 83. Anni masaniya durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, this calamity, this distress has afflicted me. Whilst you, Ya Allah, anta arhamur rahimin, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Read it abundantly. Read Surah Fatiha 7 times and blow on yourself or tell your family member to blow on you. Read the Asma'ullahil Husna, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu. Da'wu margafum bi sadaqah. Give out some charity on behalf of the people that are sick. That is a teaching of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, rahimahullah.
Jazakallah, Mufti Sahab. The last question, if you can take it. I wanted to know, can you read namaz with a catheter on?
Remember, if a person is a male and he has a catheter, yes, you must read salat on time. But don't go to the masjid because for obvious reasons you can, you know, pollute the musallas and masjid and so forth. So what you must do, my brother, sister, read salat at home. And in that way, you're a ma'azur. And for every first salat, then you make a fresh wudu. Fajr time now, we just arrived here by the masjid. Masjid is being arrayed. And inshallah, after Fajr salat, you'll have some advices and nasiha. So mashallah, Mawlana Asif Ali, the imam. And you who are suffering from this, so you are ma'azur, male or female, for every first salat. Then Zuhr time comes, make fresh wudu. Asr time comes, fresh wudu. Maghrib time after sunset, make fresh wudu. Isha time, fresh wudu. And if you are so ill and sick you can't manage wudu, then make fresh tayammum and then perform your salat at home. Allah Jalla Wala give you complete shifa. Jazakallah khairan ma salim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.